Palestine Square in central Tehran. It is here where pro-Palestinian demonstrations usually take place. Iran has been trying to show the world that it is the defender of the Palestinian cause. No doubt, Iran has gained popularity among the Arab public as a result of its stances, particularly during the Israeli war on Gaza. But this has angered some in the Arab world, who believe Iran is using the anti-Israel card as a way to assert its influence in the region.
An accusation dating back to the early days of the Islamic Revolution, after its founder Ayatollah Khomeini said, "We should try to export our revolution." That sent jitters down the spines of Sunni Arab governments. They saw Khomeini as a Shiite and not an Islamic leader. Years later, those governments, particularly Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan, accuse Iran of trying to create a Shiite crescent.
Well, I think that may be said by some people for self-preservation rather than anything else, because many of the groups and countries that are allied to Iran are Sunni. Iran supports Hamas, which is a Sunni organization and a party, and it is in power in Palestine. And Iran also supported Bosnia when no one else did. It is a Sunni country and it remains a Sunni country.
There are fears in the Sunni Arab world of resurgent Shiism. But Iranian clerics are on a mission to convince them otherwise, blaming the West for trying to create this religious divide. Yes, Sunnis and Shiites have historical differences, but Sheikh Tashkiri says, at the moment, there is no political will to overcome them.
What evidence do Sunnis have that Iran wants to create a Shiite empire in the region? The U.S. has already created an empire. There are U.S. bases in Arab countries. Why aren't they afraid of hegemony instead of worrying about the possibilities of Shiite takeover? This is all Western propaganda.
No doubt Iran has extended its political influence in the region. Hamas is seen as an Iranian proxy, its leader Khaled Mishal in Tehran to confer with leaders here. His rival, Mahmoud Abbas, accuses Hamas of working for foreign agendas. But Mishal told Al Jazeera the group's ties with Tehran are natural.
We should have ties with respectable countries like Iran, which supported us. This is normal. What is not normal is that some Arab countries don't support us.
During the Israeli war on Gaza, so-called moderate Arab governments were largely quiet. Iran was speaking out, voicing the sentiment of the Arab street. Iranians say the revolution was never about exporting Shiism, but it continues to be about combating U.S. influence in the region. But it is clear 30 years after the revolution, Tehran has a foothold and enjoys influence beyond its borders. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Tehran.